I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Peace. I hate the word. I got trust the funks. I got one leg and a bucket of chicken. Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolves, man. Luigi Mario.
Hello and welcome to Mission Tactical Legacy. I'm a runner-up podcast where two people watch everything starring their favorite actor, John Leguizamo. But this week we are not watching something because this week we are doing a mini episode. If you are just joining us this week, for the last 4 weeks, Zach has been in America. So instead of recording Zoom podcasts, Mish and Zach are doing little mini apps.
Mini boys.
We recorded them all on the week. Zach's last week in Australia, all in one single go.
10:30 at night, my friends, and we are tired.
We are. It is late. But Zach has been in a writer's room all day. His brain is mush. Mish has an early morning tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Her brain is anticipatorily mush.
Yeah, that's right. But I am actually very excited for this episode because I think this is going to be fun. This is right up my street.
This was roughly based on a pitch by someone.
Thank you so much for your suggestions. We put out suggestions on Instagram, like we wanted suggestions for mini episodes because we didn't want to just do a whole bunch of Q&As. And someone kind of in a roundabout way suggested this and I liked it. So
there was a few people. I wish we could name one of you, but I can't find you. There was a few people that pitched going through like sort of essentially giving Leguizamo's.
Yeah, to different films that he wasn't in.
And then I have adapted that a little bit.
Because you're so creative.
Because I'm a creative boy. And I said, instead of just giving Leguizamo's, let's go through the IMDb top 250. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to do all of them on the mini app, let me tell you that.
We'll try and do as many as we can.
In 20 minutes, let's try and get through as many as we can. And the goal of this process.
Oh, no.
The goal of this project. This mini episode is to go through and cast John Leguizamo in that film.
In that film. So we might as well just start at the top, number one. So this is the IMDb top 250 movies official ranking. So with a 9.3, no one is surprised here. It's The Shawshank Redemption. Who is he in The Shawshank Redemption?
I think I cast him as Andy Dufresne.
Oh, wow. Straight up. He would be an excellent Andy Dufresne.
I think.
See, I think he would be a really interesting Haywood.
Which one's Haywood?
The mean one.
Yeah, I definitely see that. And maybe I'm being obvious. But I just think, I know he would step up to Andy Dufresne.
Oh, 100%.
And is it the movie? I think as well, as best we can, here's my rule. I'm going to set some ground rules. The John Leguizamo that is in that film is the John Leguizamo of the time that that film was made, unless the film was made before John Leguizamo was a professional actor and then we get to choose which era of John Leguizamo it is.
Okay, that's complicated. Let's go.
So 97 John Leguizamo is Andy Dufresne. I think he would play it as soulful and beautiful and tough and wonderful.
Number two is The Godfather. I've not seen it.
The Godfather.
So because I haven't seen it, we have to just not.
No, I think we can do it. There's something funny because there's something funny about how many times. So there's young John Leguizamo playing Al Pacino's part. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of merit to because he played a young version of Al Pacino in Carlito's Way. Also, there's something apropos because Al Pacino has played a Latino so many times, only fair that John gets a go at an Italian. So I would say either Al Pacino's part, but I don't want to always just cast him in the lead. So one other offer I'm going to make is as Fredo, John... No.
Mate, come on.
Sonny Corleone. James Caan's part.
Yeah, great. The only thing I would be able to say is I'd like to see baby legs in that.
Yeah, great.
Personally. Next up, we have The Dark Knight. Every fucking fedora's favourite. I'm 100% no doubt in my mind casting him as Gordon, which is Gary Oldman's character.
100% what I was
without a
say.
Fucking doubt. Like 100%. That character is so Leguizamo-y, it's not even fucking funny.
Yeah.
Do you have the list in front of you?
No, you go.
The fourth on the list is The Godfather Part 2. Same,
See above. I really think I'm putting him in. I'm going to double down and commit to Al Pacino.
All right. The next up is 12 Angry Men.
Oh, that is a harder one.
That's very hard.
12 Angry Men. And based on the fact that that's a play, like he could really...
Play any of them.
I'm going to go with, God, it's hard because they're just numbered as well. Mm.
I'm going to give him Martin Balsam's Juror, which is Juror 1.
Which one was Juror 1?
Martin Balsa.
Who's Martin Balsa?
The Juror 1.
Do you know?
No.
I want to go with... there's like the right. He can't be the racist guy. There's the ball game guy.
Juror 8 gets really good monologues.
Which one's Juror 8?
It's always difficult to keep personal prejudice out of a thing like this.
Oh, you're talking about the main character.
Yeah.
He's not Juror 8. No, I think he's. I think he's the guy that wants to go to the ball game. He's the guy that's like, come on, let's just make a decision. And then
he's fun.
Being forced to do the weight of it. I love 12 Angry Men.
I have to rewatch it. I don't remember it well enough.
Oh, it's worth it. I'm really on my Sydney Lumet thing ever since I rewatched. I'm on a Sydney Lumet thing at the moment.
This one's really hard.
Go.
Schindler's List. Oh. Where would I put him in Schindler's List? Maybe he could do Ben Kingsley's role?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm happy to go with that.
All right, cool. We'll go with that then. Although Ben Kingsley is very good in that film. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Johnny Legs in Lord of the Rings. I don't think he would be a hobbit.
I was going to say Merry or Pippin. I think a young, because remember, we've gone with the 2001.
Then if we're going with that, I'd give him Sam.
That's fun. No, I think I'm going with...
a great Gimli. He'd be a fun Gimli.
Yeah, I think I would go with...
Billy Boyd as Pippin.
I think that he could be a Rider of Rohan. Like, I think he could be a human really well. Like, I think I could see him as a...
I 100% need to rewatch these films.
Yeah, I could really see him as getting... getting like shot with the bow and arrow, like I think I could see him as in that realm. But I'm gonna go with Merry or Pippin. I think this is 2001 John Leguizamo, funny, cheeky. I'm gonna go Merry or Pippin.
Great, I like that. I'm gonna go Sam. I'm turned.
Yeah, Sam's a crazy choice. That's a crazy choice.
I'm really excited about the next one.
Okay.
The next one's Pulp Fiction. Because I actually think that's quite a Leguizamo-y film.
And remember, when did it come out?
1994.
So it's young. That's like, it's like.
What fucking year did this movie
Luigi.
Come out?
That's Sexy Luigi era.
Yeah.
So that you've got to play into it as well.
I'm really, really, really leaning into Tim Roth's character.
Mish, you and I, we think the same. Tim Roth, 100%.
100%. This game's so fun to do with you because it reminds me that we're so alike. But if it wasn't him, it would be Eric Stoltz. However, I actually think Eric Stoltz is perfect in that movie.
Yeah, no, I think Tim Roth's part.
Eric Stoltz's character in that movie is so good.
Perfect.
But no, let's give him Tim Roth.
We're giving him Pumpkin.
Yeah, 100%. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. We've done that one. Sorry, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. See above.
See above.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh.
I haven't seen this in a really, really long time. So I feel like I'm going to have to just step back and go, this isn't for me.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I'm going to look up the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting, right? That's interesting because you go the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, the first thing you think is Tuco.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would play that very funnily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have enough, like, detail. But I definitely think we've seen enough John, and I mean, fuck, I think they reference Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in Romeo and Juliet, that I definitely think we don't see him play the solid, quiet type very often.
Never, hardly ever.
But I definitely think I could see him, but he does it well.
Like in Meadowland?
Like, I'm even thinking like Clint Eastwood's part. Like, I'm thinking,
yeah, but
like,
I'm thinking of roles he's played that are that kind of stoic, quiet, powerful. To me, it's Meadowland.
No, but yeah, but Meadowland is more dramatic. I'm thinking more action, like cold, hard, cool. Like
John Wick?
John Wick?
Nah, he's too charismatic.
Could he play John Wick?
Who?
John Leguizamo. Could he play John Wick?
Yes.
Well, then I think if he can play John Wick, I think he could play Man With No Name. I mean, that's obviously so iconic, it's Clint Eastwood.
Mm.
But I think we talk a lot about how he is a lead and could be a lead.
Absolutely.
I do think he could do that.
Mm.
That's my vote.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Great. Next up is Forrest Gump.
I think he could do Forrest, but I think probably
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, I think he'd smash Lieutenant Dan.
He would smash Lieutenant Dan.
Fucking incredible. And in his Daddy Guizamo era. But because at that time it's Sexy Luigi.
Oh. Yeah, I think he could do it.
Absolutely, he could do it.
I think he would do it because he would play young Lieutenant Dan and then they would age him up. Yeah, I think Lieutenant Dan.
All right, next up. Fight Club.
When is it? 99, Hollywood Guizamo.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Fight Club is hard. Club is hard. I'm having
it is hard because I'm going, which one is he? Because he's one of the leads in that, I think. But it's like, is he Tyler or is he narrator?
I think he's Tyler.
I think he's fun. Not taking away from the fact that Brad Pitt is not iconic in that role. He is. But I do think that John would do it very differently, but really fucking well.
And Brad Pitt and John Leguizamo share something, which is this like...
The movie The Counselor.
Yeah. No, but which is this like, particularly in that time,
mm-hmm.
like they both look like Hollywood leading men, yep. but they both have the ability to be character mm-hmm. actors. Like Tyler Durden is a character part with leading man looks.
Absolutely, yep.
I think it's Tyler.
Okay. Next is Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, Skip Sea it. Above. One after that, Inception.
Oh, well.
Oh, this has got your Pete Postlethwaite in it again.
Was he in that? I can't remember that. Yeah. I put him in the lead. I think any part Leonardo DiCaprio plays, I would rather see John Leguizamo in that
But if it was a different era, if it was Sexy Luigi, 100% he could be Joseph Gordon-Levitt's role.
Yeah, but it isn't.
No, it's
we
not.
We set those rules and you agreed.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, but I think I put him in the lead of Inception. I think he would kill it.
I don't know the next one at all, but Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back from 1980.
The Empire Strikes Back, Lando. Is Lando in Empire Strikes Back? I might be
yes,
one.
Yes, yes, yes. Billy Dee Williams.
Yep, Lando. He all would right. make a fucking great Lando.
Would he?
Yeah, he really would. He really would.
Oh, I love that.
He's just not like charming, charismatic, a little bit slimy.
Mm-hmm.
Very John
Wick. Fuck off with the next one.
What is it?
Take a guess.
Another Star Wars?
No.
What?
Think about it.
Oh, goodness.
What would make me want to literally run out
of this podcast? I'm trying to think of science fiction. The Matrix.
Yes.
Yeah. And rightfully so. It's canon.
Sorry?
That film is canon.
Yeah, all right. Well, the next one is The Matrix. Who would he be in The Matrix? And I already know my answer, actually.
Cypher.
Yes.
God damn it, Cypher.
Yep, Cypher's right.
Yeah.
Fuck, he'd be a good Cypher.
Yeah. He would also be...
Near 2000 as well, so that's Holly Guzamo.
Man, yeah, because he would also make a great... got to look him up because I'm having a moment. He would also make a great tank.
Uh-huh. The next one I'm very excited for, by the way.
Yep.
Goodfellas. 100% Ray Liotta's character. I think, much like how you feel about Leonardo DiCaprio, I feel about Ray Liotta. I think John Leguizamo could do anything Ray Liotta does.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta, we were asked in a Q&A, like in one of our previous mini episodes, favorite character actors. Ray Liotta is right up there for me.
Yeah.
I fucking love him. And we're still waiting to see. There's a movie with him and John called Point of Origin we haven't watched yet.
Yeah, great.
And I'm very excited for it. Up next, we have the 20...
This is such a fun episode. I'm having such a good time with you.
Oh, that's good. We've only got... Well, we're going to get the top 20. We've got three more movies to go.
Oh, great. And, you know, back next week, Zach's back. Mm. It'll be 2 months later. Isn't that crazy? Like, people will be listening. It'll be weekly. But actually, next week will be 2 months later.
It's fucking insane. The next one I also haven't seen. It's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It's the animated one from 2023.
Oh, I haven't seen the most recent one. I've seen Spider-Man's, though.
Mm.
I think either like a funny, the future noir. There's like a future-y noir one that Nicolas Cage played. I think he could do that.
Mm.
But I actually think there's an older, sadder Peter Parker character. I don't know if that's in the most recent one, but in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would do a great job in that. With Encanto, we learnt that he can do, like, more emotional, interesting
100%.
Voice work. So, yeah, I would say the older, sadder Peter Parker.
Did you just hiccup?
Yeah.
Number 19 is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I just want to go back. There's a cop dad. He has a cop dad.
Well, if there's a cop dad, that's John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
The next one is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I think... Danny DeVito's role in that.
I think young sort of Hollywood Guzamo.
Mm.
I hate just giving him the lead, but I think a young Hollywood Guzamo.
Martini is Danny DeVito's role.
As Jack, like I think he could do Nicholson's part.
Yeah, but that's not the one I want to see him doing.
But isn't Nicholson like cool and like...
Mm.
Like he's like cool and like badass mm-hmm. and like I'm thinking sexy Luigi era Johnny Legs
mm-hmm.
in Nicholson's part. Although yeah, that's great. A film I haven't seen in a long time.
No, I love that. And then finally to wrap up our top 20 IMDb films, we have the movie Seven. And I'm really torn with this one because I can't tell if it's Brad Pitt's character or Kevin Spacey's.
I'm going to go Kevin Spacey.
Same, because, yeah.
I just think he'd kill it.
Yeah, he really would. He would kill it. But he would be great in Brad Pitt's role too, though.
But I just couldn't you see him doing Kevin Spacey's part? He'd chew it up. Yum, yum,
yeah,
yum.
Yeah, he would.
You know? Mish, we've actually got a few more minutes, so let's keep going.
All right. I'm really tired.
Yeah, I know, but we committed to 20 minutes.
It's a Wonderful Life. The lead.
It's a Wonderful
Life. Yeah, the James Stewart character, for sure.
I love It's a Wonderful Life.
So nice. Such a beautiful, beautiful
But do you know film. What, though? I showed it to my partner when she was having a really bad day, and she was like, this movie's really depressing except for the last 5 minutes. I'm like, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, that is a very fair assessment.
I think, doesn't he have like a cheeky friend? Like, I feel like he has a funny friend.
In It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, he has like a friend that's like, come on, come on, be cool.
Oh, Lionel Barrymore playing Mr. Barrymore. Potter, or Thomas Mitchell playing Uncle Billy?
No, oh, yeah, Uncle Billy. No, I think he's got like a cool friend. Anyway.
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen the film.
I watched it like a few months ago, but I can't remember any part other than James Stewart.
The next one is Seven Samurai from 1954.
That's a gap. I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
I'm gonna own that. And that's a, that, you know, the cinephiles listening right now are like, ha.
Gotcha. And then the next one we've got is Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, good one.
Ooh. I don't know.
I think he could do a very interesting Hannibal.
I think he'd do a very good Ted Levine's character.
But those two are so iconic in those parts. Oh. I struggle to recast them.
Mm-hmm. That's why I reckon give him Ted Levine's
character. I would give him Ted Levine as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same director as Philadelphia. Fun fact.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, next up we've got Interstellar. Fuck off.
Oh, Mish.
No, fuck this movie. Who was in that? John Lithgow. Timothy Chalamet was in that.
Oh, yeah, he
is. My God, what a stacked cast.
Yeah. Do you know why? Because they like him. He's a good director. No, he's fine. You know, you're not losing anyone by saying that.
Give him Matthew McConaughey's role.
No, I give him Matt Damon has a little surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Damon's part.
Okay, yeah. Oh, very good, Zach. Yeah, oh, like that's that why part, you get. He would that's kill why that. You get the big bucks.
That's why I'm a big casting
director. And then number 25 is Saving Private Ryan. That already has Leguistamo's on it.
That is a Leguistamo-y film. That's Saving Private Ryan is a tough one because he could play any part.
Maybe Edward Burns' role.
Which one's Edward Burns? I'm going to look at him up.
Yeah, Edward Burns is the like kind of handsome one.
The handsome one. Oh, yeah, young Leguizamo.
Yeah.
I think young Leguizamo.
Giovanni Ribisi's role.
Yeah.
Oh. Young Leguizamo, sexy Luigi.
The medic.
Doing, 100%.
Yeah.
100% Giovanni Ribisi's role in that movie.
I'm thinking that I actually think sexy Luigi doing Vin Diesel's part.
Nah, Vin Diesel can't change.
You love Vin Diesel in that film?
In that film, yeah, so much.
I love Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he's fun.
I love Vin Diesel so much. Yeah. I think he's just a kook. Yeah. And I love him. And I love his social media presence.
I don't have him on any social media.
He is fantastic. And this will be the final thought. I don't think he ever asks permission or like gives people the heads up before he starts filming videos with them. So every time he's like, hey, we're here making the movie. And everyone's always like, oh, hey.
That's so funny.
It's the funniest energy, Mitch.
Yeah, he's just like an old kook, I think is right.
Yeah, he's just a kook.
Thank you so much for listening into all of our mini episodes. We will be back next week with some more Bloodline as promised. Oh, God.
I can only imagine the descent in the
But for what it's life. Worth, while you've been listening to these mini episodes, Zach and I have been working our little tushies off. And I will personally
working
probably,
on our real careers,
but also there's a
side
but also
project.
Zach and I would not have seen each other for like 6 weeks.
It's going to be such a weird vibe.
Yeah, but it'll be nice to reunite with you, mate,
and have to watch a Bloodline.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Do you know what I'm excited for?
Mm-hmm.
It's like being like jet lagged as fuck, like just fucking fucked up from jet lag, mm-hmm. and just bling. It's like, hey, hope you had a good flight.
Yeah, you're going to get that text.
When do you want to book in?
We need an episode in 3 days. But no, thank you so much for listening, everybody. We love you, man. And we'll speak to you later.
We love you. Mish and I want you to know that we love you.
Take care of yourselves. You. Thank you for listening and we love you. Bye-bye.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.